Yeah, but what about the Chinese research team? They found it.
Yeah, it turns out someone added simulated signals to the data files. I mean, they faked the results.
Really?
Yes. Do you know what that means? That means that all of this attention that you hate goes away.
So no more interviews?
No, it's all over.
I can't believe it.
Well, you're welcome.
You robbed me of my greatest achievement.
What?
I'm back down to 9 friends. Make it 8. I'm sick of Wolowitz, too.
I don't understand. All you've done since you discovered this stupid element was complain I was trying to make you happy.
By taking away my only claim to fame? Well, if you wanted to make me happy, you could have told me a joke, you know, or shown me a cute video of a koala and an otter becoming unlikely friends.
There is no winning with you. And koalas and otters don't even live near each other.
That's what makes our friendship unlikely.
What's with all the yelling?
Leonard disproved my element. Now all the attention is going to go away.
Oh, that's great. You must be thrilled.
Oh, that's it. I'm down to 7 friends.
He's counting hobbits and superheroes, right?
When I thought the element was real, I didn't want it. But now that Leonard made it not exist, I want it more than anything in the world.
The element never existed. I didn't take it away. Science took it away. Be mad at science.
Yeah, don't you dare use science against me. Science is my best friend. Oh, good, I'm back up to 8.
Will you tell him he's out of his mind?
Actually, I get what he's saying.
Oh, yes, 9. Welcome back, buddy.
It's like if you're dating someone you're not that into, and then they break up with you, and then you want them more than ever.
Yeah, I have no idea what she's talking about, but we're ganging up on you, so I agree.
Okay, Sheldon, what do you want me to do? Hide the information? If I don't publish it, it's just a matter of time before someone else does.
But no, of course you have to publish. That's your responsibility as a scientist. Doing otherwise would be unethical. You have no choice.
Fine, I'll publish.
Can you believe this guy?
Aw, Raj did the dishes.
How do you know I didn't do them?
Because once, when all the knives are dirty, you cut a bagel with your keys.
Good morning, everybody. I picked up coffee while I was out. Bernadette, here's your soy peppermint mocha.
Aw, you didn't have to do that.
My pleasure. And don't worry about your presentation today. You're gonna be great.
Yeah, you're gonna knock it out of the park.
What presentation do I have today?
Just go.
He loves you.
What are you doing? Are you trying to make me look bad?
I'm just being a good house guest.
No, you're being a better husband than I am. Doing the dishes, getting coffee, knowing about her life. Who does that?
Come on, I brought you one too.
No, I don't want coffee.
That's why I got you hot chocolate.
Give me that. Just stop showing me up.
Howard, listen to me. You're a great husband. Yes, your listening skills could use some work, but it's amazing how far you've come, given that you're an only child raised by an overprotective mom.
Is this getting weird?
Hang on.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I posted my findings.
I saw. And I just posted a retraction of my paper. Now, the whole scientific community knows I was wrong.
These things happen all the time, Sheldon.
Yeah, not to me. The only other retraction I ever had to issue was when I was 7, and I conceded that my brother was the greatest ninja in East Texas. But that was just a play to get my face out of his armpit.
There he is! That's my favorite superhero, the retractor! Come on, don't give him a hard time.
I'm sorry, Cooper. I retract it. By the way, Hofstetter, nice job disproving the Chinese team.
It's not a big deal.
It's a huge deal. Cooper, maybe physics just isn't your thing. Have you ever considered a career in retail? That way you could take things back for a whiffing?
Okay, Barry, that's enough.
I know. That's okay. I can fight my own battles. Isn't that right,
Bowie?
Is that a reference to my speech impediment? That's pretty hurtful. I can't control it.
You're right. That was uncalled for. I take it back.
Of course you do, because you're the Witwactor!
Raj, this dinner was amazing. If you're here much longer, I'm gonna have to buy bigger clothes.
Nonsense. You need a little fattening up. You've been looking too skinny lately.
Aw. Howie, how come you never say anything sweet like that?
What are you talking about? Remember last week when I asked you if you were wearing Spanx and you weren't? How's that different?
Maybe you could try being more thoughtful like your friend Raj.
Yeah, well, maybe you could try being more like Raj.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He packed me a lunch this morning and there was a note inside that said, go get him.
Like, I don't do enough around here? Now I need to pack your lunch? And by the way, why do you need a note telling you to go get him? You're a grown man. You should know to go get him.
I do know to go get them, but sometimes it's nice to have emotional support when I'm going and getting them.
Hey, do you hear yourselves? Just, you know, all calm down and take a step back.
This is stupid. Why are we fighting?
I don't know. I guess I was just feeling like I'm a lousy husband.
You're not a lousy husband. You're a great husband. I was the one feeling like a lousy wife.
Are you kidding? You're the best. I know what the problem is. It's him.
What did I do?
You made us feel like we're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, we were totally fine half-assing our marriage till you showed up.
Look, I'm sorry you're upset with me, but I just have to say it's nice to see the two of you on the same page.
Oh. Does feel good to have you backing me up for once.
I back you up all the time.
That is not... He's doing it again!
What's wrong with you?
Can't believe they kicked you out.
Can't believe they're still married. Oh, no, I forgot Cinnamon's toothbrush at Howard's. I guess you're sharing with Daddy again.
Bark once if you need me to call PETA.
What's that animal doing in our apartment?
Oh, relax, she's in her crate. She can't get out.
Yeah, I have two words for you, Jurassic Park. This day just keeps getting worse and worse.
You know, if it makes you feel any better...
It probably won't.
You're probably right.
Sheldon, it's a beautiful night. Why don't you and I go for a nice walk together?
Everything is just sex with you, isn't it?
Sheldon, I think you might find the support you're looking for if you realize that relationships are a give and take. She can only be there for you as much as you are for her.
Thank you, Rajesh.
And Amy, you need to be patient with Sheldon instead of pressuring him to accept intimacy on your terms.
You should probably go.
I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Science Friday. I'd like to welcome back Dr. Sheldon Cooper, who thought he had discovered a new super heavy element, only to have it disproved by my next guest, Dr. Leonard Hofstadter. Welcome to Science Friday, gentlemen.
Thanks. Thank you. Ira, if I may, I'd like to apologize for my behavior last week.
It's all right.
Sorry. Now, isn't there something you'd like to say to me?
No. Now, Dr. Hofstadter, can you walk us through the process you used to disprove his theory?
Well...
I believe I can answer that.
He asked me.
Fine.
As I was saying.
You're telling it wrong. To really understand the story here, you have to start at the very beginning. A small town in East Texas where a young genius named... That's right, Sheldon Cooper. He was bitten by his neighbor's dog, leading to his first scientific breakthrough, the doggy death ray. Which, sadly, he couldn't build because Santa wouldn't bring him enriched uranium.
You know, I'd really like to hear it from Dr. Hofstadter, if it's okay with you.
What a surprise. Wait, did you invite me back just so you could...